Game of Radio. She has rest, so she's running a little behind today.
My friend.
Enjoy the music until she gets back.
My love,
to the studio. Peace.
But in life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle.
Come around to let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do. 'Cause there's no me without you, and all I wanna be is true. Alright, and all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home and my sister raised a child. Kinda hurt me 'cause I could have had my own now. I lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just had to learn.
This is me.
So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. 'Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. To the sky, Lord, why do I cry when no one is looking? Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings. 'Cause I can only be real. Hey, 'cause I can only be real. It's true.
Hey, Maria's in the building. Sorry, you guys, for the day. She's coming in 1 second. So, he will be with you shortly. I'll play this song until she's ready. Peace.
There's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness.
come around to let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. Alright. And all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. But so much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister as a child. Kinda hurt me cause I could've had my own now. Lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just have to learn. This is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do.
Hello, hello, good afternoon. This is Kay Marie with Culture Talk. I'm trying to get myself together. Okay, I got it. Okay. Good afternoon, everybody that's tuning in today to Culture Talk. Today's topic is dealing with your ex-family. Exactly. Like, when is it the time to stop dealing with your ex's family? When is it going too far? So if you have anything you want to add to this topic today, you can call in at 415-905-9800. This is episode 3, dealing with ex's family. So let's get this started. I have a clip that I do want to play, and if I sound like my voice is like really deep like a dude, my throat is really scratchy, so excuse me for that. But I do have a clip I want to play, and I'm going to go ahead and play that first, and then we can get started. And again, if you want to call in, you have something that you want to add to this topic today, you have a story you're going through with ex's family or anything like that, call in at 515-905-9800. All right, let's get to it.
Because, say you're close to his sister, and he seems to have no more ties to your old boyfriend or girlfriend, but you're really close to his family. All right, should you stay friends with your ex's family? You've broken up. You have no more ties to your old boyfriend or girlfriend, but you're really close to his family. So do you stay in contact? You are opening up a whole can of worms when you do that. And I know that you're thinking to yourself, why can't I be close to his family? Because they embraced me. I love them. And why did I have to give them up? Why should I give them up just because I'm broken up with their son or daughter? Here's why. Because in your heart of hearts, deep down, you are hoping that you will get back together with him and your family, his family is a way to connect with him. Now, that may not be the case at all, and you could be completely over him, but what if he's not over you, and he uses his family to get to you? You see, It's not a good situation. It really, really isn't. Find another family, because say you're close to his sister and he's seeing somebody new and she fills you in on all the details. And so you're getting this blow-by-blow description of how it's going and every little up and down in their relationship. Do you want to know all that? No. No, not at all. And maybe, I'm just saying this, maybe deep down you do, because you're thinking, okay, what if they break up and maybe the family will pressure him to get back together with me because they like me so much. And you're saying, no, that's not it. It's totally innocent. There's no ulterior motive. Yeah, you're saying that. You're thinking that. But to me, that's the only reason people stay connected to their ex's families. Otherwise, you distance yourself and you send Christmas cards and that's it. And then say you're really close to your ex's family and you date somebody new. And then he's wondering, why are you over hanging out with your ex's sister and mother? Why are you palling around with them? And that's kind of weird, because it is. He's right. So what you need to do is, just distance yourself from them too. I know it's hard, but just like I said, Christmas cards. And maybe even for a birthday every once in a while, but that's it. You have to cut the ties, as painful as it is.
Okay. All right. That was the first clip I was playing about being still having involvement with your ex's family. I feel like you should not. I know, like in the beginning, when a first breakup, you still coming around, you're still hanging around the family, coming to get-togethers and stuff like that. But after a while, it's time to like break off and get your own life and do your own thing, because believe me, the exes got their whole life, new girlfriend, everything, whole new family, and you still coming around to get-togethers looking like, it makes you look desperate, like you're lonely, you're desperate. So me, myself, no. I don't want to be invited to anything. I don't want to be involved with family. We can be cordial. We can speak, or, you know, something has to do with the child and we're all in one place for the child at that moment. That's fine. But so just something like that, it's a difference when you have children involved, but you still don't have to be at the family gatherings and all that other stuff. Like birthdays, graduations, stuff like that, basketball, football, whatever, and everybody's there, that's fine. But for like Christmas, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, birthday parties, 50th birthday party, no, that's, you're doing too much. I need you to get your own life. So that's a little bit too much, going too far. I do have someone in the studio with me. Cortez has something to say.
What's going on, y'all? It's Cortez. I got a question. So are we talking about exes with people who got a child by other people, or are we talking about husbands, ex-wives? Are we talking about an ex-girlfriend? Is it only
ex.
If you got a child? Because if you don't have no kids, mom, like
ex-girlfriend. But if your kids are adults now.
I'm saying if you don't have a child by the person. Some people be holding on to exes and they only have kids by them.
True. That happens too.
So which one is it? Is it both?
It's all. Okay, I'm going to say this. Being around an ex family, this is what I mean. It could be someone that you were married to, someone that you dated for a long period of time, someone that you have children by. All of that falls into the same thing. Or even if you don't have children by this person, really, why is that person still coming to family gatherings or coming to stuff? Like, what's the attachment? What's going on? Is it still, still got feelings for each other? Or what's going on? Why are you still doing that? So that's what the topic is today. So I will say, if your children are adults and your ex is still coming to get-togethers, family get-togethers, Christmas, 4th of July, and your child is grown, and sometimes your child is not even at the gathering or event, why are you still coming around? What's going on? And this person is in a full relationship. Why is that person still going on? Is it something that they're doing on the side? They still messing around? They still talking? They still got feelings for each other? I feel like if you're in the whole relationship with somebody and your ex is still coming around, that needs to be a conversation had. Like, what's going on? So that's the topic we're talking about today. So again, why are you still hanging around your ex's family? What is it? It's weird to me. It's really weird. Like, I'm never going to call my ex's family and say, can I come over for the 4th of July? I don't want to come over. I don't want to be there. So it's kind of creepy. It's kind of weird. And it's kind of like they still have feelings for each other. Like something that they can't break away where they have to be around each other, and how they're around each other is get-togethers. So it won't make it seem like, oh, well, they're just coming around for nothing. They have a get-together or a cookout or something, and they come. But your daughter's fully grown, and your daughter has drove herself to the get-together. So what's the point? So that's the topic. And excuse me, my throat is bothering me today. So I'm like drinking tea. I don't know. I'm losing my voice. I don't know what's going on. But no, it's not COVID. So before everybody, it's COVID. Oh, my God. It's not COVID. But what I'm about to do now, I'm about to do these announcements. Also, if you call in, the number is 515-605-8800. I'm going to give you the lineup for the TV and the radio at Yizer TV and Yizer Radio. So let me start with the radio lineup. We have Moving Forward on Sunday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the host is Dwayne Abernathy. And then we have Controversy with Steve B. on Mondays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Next radio lineup, we have me, Kamara, Culture Talk Radio, Tuesdays 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., Friday 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and your host is Kay Marie. That's me. Today I had to do my show kind of late. I had to start a little late today, but I made it. I'm here, and I'm doing the show. And then we have Talk to Tana, Tuesday 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and she's just on Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Their host is Tana B. And then let me do the TV lineup, what we have here. The TV lineup with new episodes on Sundays is Culture Kings. And that is on the SIB TV channel. And on Wednesdays, we have Peppy and Snap on the One God TV channel. Saturdays, we have Yizer Radio Raw on the Yizer Radio Raw channel. So we have a pretty big lineup here. So tune in and watch any of those shows anytime. You can watch them on demand on the station. Just log in and subscribe to Yizer TV and YizerRadio.com. And I'm going to take a quick break real quick, and I'll be right back. It's just a moment.
a bad beat in wood. Say my name three times, then you knock on wood. Candy man hooks, I terrorize your hood. Flashing max on the cop, the way a gangster should. I snatch food from the mouth of a tiger. Take a gasoline bath, then I walk through fire. Bear hug a grizzly, suck milk from a kitty. Take the sergeant hat from his head and use it for a grippy. Spit in the crocodile face. Have a benign named Swabber, two female apes. Then sleep in the barrel of bush.
Reminiscing on my first lick. When the time I was sipping on my first lick. Hit the game, I started as a lookout. See the fly cars that the big willies pushed out. Took bikes, Papa Willie's by the cookout. That was that summer, I was supposed to be bumper. It paid better, but the risk was worse. Stay the fly, levers, copping kicks with the work. It didn't work, I was fucking up the re-up. Bottles at the tunnel, that was 98. I called Poppy for the bundle. Measy tank grand, felt like a hundred. This Gucci belt's about a stomach with guns in them. It's only wealth that we want if you run with them. To the death or to the feds, come get them. Bird gang money, it started off that bird gang money. New cars and that third lane money.
Just leave my fancy car.
A new Ferrari.
Picked up my fancy clothes.
Got them trues ready.
We own it in a hot spot, no. Yep. We got the boss, we got the
Patron
boss.
And Rosé.
Bird gang money.
Joe.
Bird gang, baby.
Bird gang money.
No, we
bird gang money, man.
Bird gang money.
Matrix.
Bird gang money.
Getting money is the hardest. Your first 100 grand is a charm. Your first school million, you're an artist. Especially if the niggas up the block sell garbage. Was told it crumbles all apart when you hold it. Wasn't naturally born a crook, I was molded. Drugs kept my uncles in the green, so I sold it. Even learned to smell a good grade through the packing. Headed Midwest and got financial backing. Started networking with the willies off credit. Any concepts of being robbed, I was dead it. Anybody get it? Don't come a day later with the eighth money. Gotta play it out cause I said it. Sauce and acquittal. Coming in the club with my entourage. Me, I'm the boss in the middle. The brain in the brawn. Rock a house note round the neck. Lot of letters for the chain and the charm. Come on, man.
Just leave my fancy car. Picked up my fancy clothes.
No bricks, just grams to flip. Niggas stunt, then your man's a flip. Get a situation real, then your man's a hit. You slow on the getaway, the can you get. You circle the block, we play track and fail. A lot of real niggas on that track I kill. VIP, but you know me, forever manning up. Never sit down when I pee, forever standing up.
Marvin,
I'm a boss, so I'm calling the shots. Big homie pioneer the block. You wanna pump, nigga, I tell you when and where at. Don't face fight, I'm not the one to stare at. Matter of fact, dog, you and your men sex. The back of cop car, dogs pointing your index. I guess you good cause you'll save me the ball. But somebody gonna die if a hammer get pulled.
Just leave my fancy car. Pick up my fancy clothes. Every owner in the house, but I know we got the ball.
All right. I'm back. Short break. I'm going to play another clip in a minute, but the topic of the show today is dealing with your ex's family. What we want to get out of this is, when is it a good time, or when should you just stop dealing with your ex's family? Is it like right after the breakup? Or do you still come around for a minute and you just fade out of the picture? And how long do you go around your ex's family? Like, family gatherings and stuff when you have children involved? Like, what are some of the things that you go through when you have, y'all have children? Do you still just drop your kid off and keep it moving, or do you go to the get-togethers or the cookouts? What that you do? So those are some of the things we're talking about today. We have someone that has a question. Go ahead, Cortez.
I experienced that with my ex-wife, and we have a child together, and her family would invite me to family functions, but I would never go. I would never show up. I just felt like, what would be the point of going? Even if it didn't even have to be drama involved, I just felt like, you know, why hold on to those type of memories, I guess, so I wouldn't go. Huh? You say I'm a pest?
Holding on to the past.
What'd I say? Hold on to the pest?
No.
What?
Are you...
Tearing up the studio. You sure? What's in that cup?
Oh, my God.
What is in that cup you drinking? But, yeah, so, and I can remember one time I for years and years, I wouldn't go. And then I was invited to Thanksgiving dinner, and I went. But it took everything in my power to go. And I was like, I'm not going. And my family, you should go for your child.
How did it turn out?
It was cool. Her family talked my ear off. But the whole time, me and her, she was on one side of the room, and I was on the other side of the room. But we spoke cordially, I guess that's the word. But, yeah, but after that, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to no more. Thank you guys for the invitation, but I'm not coming back.
Did you advise them not to invite you to anything else? Did they stop inviting you?
I stopped communicating with everybody all together, so they couldn't get in touch with me. I didn't say I blocked them. I just, you know, kind of just put them over in the history file.
Did you change your phone number?
Huh?
Did you change your phone number?
Oh, well, I did, but it wasn't because of that. But I ended up changing my phone number, but I just never gave any of them my new number.
Oh. Okay.
And then see them out in public, I just, hey, how you doing? I carry short conversations, but that's about it. I don't ask no questions and all that stuff, no.
Okay. That's a good story. I mean, I don't know. That's a touchy subject for some people, like, especially if somebody was in a relationship and they were, like, was in a relationship for some years and they weren't married. They were dating for some years and then they break up. And then that person goes and gets in another relationship with somebody, and then they still invite the ex to stuff.
Right.
That's kind of creepy to me.
I can remember my high school girlfriend, right? When I was dating, her parents was divorced. Her father was remarried, and her mother just had a living boyfriend, but they weren't married though, right?
Right.
But... And her father lived out of town, but every time that he would come in town, they all hang out together, like one big family. And her aunts and stuff, like her still call him brother-in-law and all that stuff. And he would be there with his new wife. Her brother would be there with a new boyfriend, but it's like all one big happy family. I thought that was odd.
Sometimes works for people.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes. Dealing with the ex's family works for some people, but not everybody.
Right, right. It has to be a special situation. Right, right.
It doesn't, like, I can say my situation that I have.
What's your situation?
I have an ex. I have two exes.
Whoa.
That
dun, dun, dun.
Both deal with my child, my last child. Mm-hmm. And I have two older sons by my first ex and my second ex.
Whoa, that's a lot of ex.
But
ex.
The thing is, we all get along. It's not like, oh, this one's doing this and this one's doing that. But I don't go. I have been invited to my ex family get-togethers, but I don't.
But what you're saying is different. It's not, you said out with their family, though? Do you hang out with your exes, cousins, and sisters, and brothers? And
no, I don't. When they have family get together,
that's what you're talking about.
Go, but we can coexist at football games, basketball games. But
yeah, but that's not hanging out with your ex's family, though.
I have, though. I have.
But do you still, though?
I don't anymore, but...
Why not?
I feel like my ex got a new girlfriend, so why am I still coming around? I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable or, you know, nothing like that. So I don't invite me.
I mean, I know people that are divorced and they still take a family trip every year.
That's that blended family stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It works for some people. But say, okay, I'm going to use something as an example. Say you're dating somebody and you throw this person a party and you send out the invites to everybody and the ex-wife comes but was not invited.
Well, how'd she come if it was an invitation?
Through probably the child. The child is grown, but in this, do you feel like the ex should have reached out to the girlfriend who was throwing the party? And is it okay if I come to the party or just show up?
Does she have a relationship with her?
No, they don't really know each other like that.
So let me understand something. So somebody has a... Pass on the studio? Hey, you guys got to tune in Saturday when you watch this on the TV. You see the Kay Marie's doing in the studio right now. Hold on, she needs one. Anyway, so I'll say, let me make sure I understand it. So there's a young lady who's dating a guy who has a child and has an ex-wife.
Right.
And the child is an adult.
Right.
She invites the daughter to the party, but the daughter shows up with the ex-wife.
Now the daughter showed up with herself. The ex-wife comes on her own.
She's in violation.
Exactly.
The ex-wife is in violation. You know, like, if she wasn't invited or if she wasn't the daughter's plus one, yeah, like, why would you want to show up like that? Now the thing is, does she have a relationship? Like, if this person has brothers, sisters, and cousins, does she still have a relationship with all of them? Still hang out with them?
With the exes? The other family members?
Yeah.
Yes. Like, this isn't the first time this is the first time she's come to something that the girlfriend has.
So in other words, is your question that you asked, should the husband or the ex-husband say something to her?
Correct.
Do we? Is this a true story? Did he say something?
He did not.
Was he bothered by her being there?
He didn't pay attention.
So why sweat the small stuff? It'd be different.
Don't use mine.
He never said it. Yours is just a no for me.
No.
You said, I ain't with that Mickey Mouse shit. You don't never say don't sweat the small stuff. You got that for me. I'm going to take you to court.
I will
sue you.
Bam. In my notebook.
You heard that from me.
No, I didn't.
I even got a t-shirt that has it on it right now.
That's a lie.
No, it's not. I don't lie no more. I lie to my ex's family. But, yeah, so, I mean, if she wasn't there causing no drama, why sweat the small shit? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's kind of weird.
But
why do that to yourself?
To me, that's kind of disrespectful because you
It ain't disrespectful. You guys got a word for disrespectful. What's your definition of the word respect?
You weren't invited.
That's not disrespectful, though. Disrespectful, she came and caused a scene. That's disrespectful.
Walking in was a scene enough.
I'm gonna tell you, it's like this. If the dude didn't have a problem with it, and he looked at his girl and say, "Don't sweat that shit," and y'all had a good time, and it was no drama, it was no disrespect. Now she would have come up in there. Hey, let me give you a birthday dance. Oh, it's your 50th. You remember when you was 19 and we. And then that's being disrespectful and over the line. Outside of that, she's just being more of a lonely person type thing. But
by showing up.
Yeah, by showing up.
Okay, that's the question too. Does that make you look lonely because you're still coming around your ex's family?
Yeah.
Like, find your own way, get your own people, your own friends and stuff. So that makes you lonely.
Yeah, but now, you know, like I said, she off in the corner, drinking side eye, looking at it. She ain't saying nothing. She ain't cause no drama. She's kiki ha ha with the cousins and it ain't no drama. And ain't nobody treating your girlfriend bad. That's on her being lonely. That's her being lonely. But you know, but getting all riled up and she ain't bringing no drama, it's no big deal. Like
that is like kind of a form of being lonely. Like you still going to get-togethers and the person your ex has moved on to someone else,
right?
And you're still going. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of, you know, you need to get you some business because you, I don't know, you need to start dating, get on a dating site or something.
No, I'm joking.
What?
Sorry. Please don't come after me. I'm sorry, this ain't my show, my bad. I ain't trying to get you canceled. My bad. She done kicked over the mic and everything, Cedar. My bad. Sorry.
You just don't become that overnight. Why did you even say that?
I don't know. You got on a rainbow t-shirt today, Samantha.
I do not. I don't.
How they know this radio?
Oh, they can't see that. If you watch Yiser TV Raw, you can see what I got on. My hair, I got a headband on. I don't have no makeup on. I'm a mess. But, okay, y'all can't see me because it's radio. So, right now, you can picture me looking.
Picture me rolling. You can picture her rolling.
My feet, face, beat, and everything. But
you know what? That word beat, you know, every time I hear y'all say that, this reminds me of Tina Turner.
Ike beating Tina.
Huh?
When Ike beats Tina?
Eat the cake, anime. Eat the cake, anime.
Really?
Yes.
It's just a word.
That's what I'm saying. Beating
take
woman just
to
fit. But yeah, so, I mean, I just never... I remember I had an ex-girlfriend one time, but we all ran in the same circle of friends. So we was all friends. Mm-hmm. And when me and her went our separate ways or whatever, we would all have get-togethers, and she would come with her new boyfriend. And me and him was real, real cool. That wasn't weird because we was already had a group of friends anyway. We just happened to end up messing around. Does that make sense? We was friends for a long, long time.
Right.
Then we started getting it in. Did I get a clap for that?
Don't clap.
and then it didn't work out. And so in other words, that technically doesn't count for what you're saying, though, because I wasn't holding on to the past. We just all had the same friends, right?
Okay.
That's different.
That is different, but it's still creepy.
How's that creepy if y'all was already friends?
Like, when me and my ex broke up and his family was still, oh, you can come, we having a cookout. I would be like, yeah, I'm going over there, give me a party. But then I was like, why am
but
I here?
That's different, though.
I'll be like, why am I here? Let me get out of here because I feel stupid. They probably like, she's lonely. She come over here. She don't have nowhere to go. Right, as soon as I leave, she's lonely. She come
over here. I'm going to introduce you to his brother. So you have a reason to be here.
Cousin, you just keep coming around.
So you have a reason to be here. We're going to marry the family some kind of way. Damn.
So I took myself out of the situation because I'm like, why am I still going on?
You know, now that I think back on it, my daddy still comes around. Well, my mother used to have a dude, but my daddy just like to get the free food, so he didn't give a shit. You know.
Maybe that's what I was, getting the free food.
Now, because when I think about it, my father is real cool with all my uncles and I and my sisters and them still calling daddy and all that stuff. But, and he come around and now that I think about it, I hope, don't kill me, pops and moms. But like my father and his wife been separated for like 20 some years, but they're still married. Does that make sense? I got a dysfunctional family.
My God.
Now that I think about it, though, my stepmother's at every family cookout, and my father be there with his girlfriend. But no, she ain't lonely though, cause she's still the wife. She gonna get the money when he dies.
Oh my God, that's too much. Why are they not divorced?
Well, I don't get into all that. I don't know.
That's another topic. anyway, okay. So, yeah, I felt kind of weird going around. I just, you know, took myself out of it. So, I'm going to play another clip about this so we can get other people's stories about it. So, this is three signs that he loved his ex. So they're talking about signs that you and your ex might still have feelings for each other or still creeping and don't nobody know or something like that. All kind of stuff. You know, people sneaky and people do go back to their exes just to come back or still keep them around just for, you know, just because. Let that shit go and go on about your business.
Doesn't she make a good meatloaf?
That's why they a meatloaf, really. Especially because it's an ex. That's why they call him an ex. It's ex. It means over. X out. Get out of it. Go away. Don't leave that mess alone. So I'm going to go ahead and play this clip. Okay. It keeps tablet keeps closing up on me. Hold on. Let me get it. Let me get it together. Let me get it together. Go. And it still didn't do it. Hold on. I'm getting it. I'm getting it. Hold on. This is live radio. Probably because I'm putting in the wrong thing. This is not mine. Okay. Okay, here goes the clip. Three signs he loves his ex.
What's up, creatives? Welcome to the Tiffy Show. If you haven't, make sure that you turn on notifications so that you know I post a video because it's all over the place. And make sure you follow me on other social media. It's down below. We're going to be talking about signs that your ex, no, got that confused, signs that your man is still in love with his ex. And this can apply to everybody. So your ex still in love with they ex or your soon-to-be ex is still, you get it. So your friend is still in love with their ex. These are the signs. Now, when you get in a relationship, a main thing that you always want to know, I feel like me, I always want to know is like, when was your last relationship? And you just want to make sure it wasn't yesterday. And you're like, fuck, I'm like the super rebound right now. But you want to make sure there's like a good amount of time between that. But you also like to see their tone and how they talk about their last relationship or whatever. If you don't ever do that, you should probably start because it's a good sign. If they start, like, for instance, if they happen to mention, oh, my last relationship, I've always been one to get out of relationships by cheating, red flag, red flag. But that teaches you something. You're like, this motherfucker likes to cheat. So then you know. But if you don't ask those kind of questions, you don't know. Number one is they talk about their ex all of the time. Now, I'm not talking about that nosy girlfriend shit where we bring up the ex for no reason and have them talk about them. That is not the same here. That is you trying to get information. I'm talking about they bring up their ex in this weird positive light. No matter when you're talking, they did it on the first date. They're like, oh, you know, like Susie, she was awesome. Like we used to go on sleigh rides. That's how they just bring them up all the time in a very reminiscing of this like angel, magnificent Marvel superhero girlfriend that they had. And you're just like, whoa. Red flag number one, they just bring them up all the time for no reason. Oh, Jasmine had a jacket just like that. And you're like, okay. Sign number two is if they talk their on the DL and nothing about it. There are relationships where a person is very close with their ex and their significant other know about it, and that's fine. Baby mama drama, whatever. Everyone has their own situation. The problem is you not knowing about it. If they're talking to their ex or telling their ex really big things about their life or secrets or things that they don't even tell you, that is a problem. They are still emotionally connected to their ex and they connected to you. So you need to cut that real quick because that is a red flag. You need to figure out their emotions there. And they're kind of just using you to fill this void because they want their ex. And then sign number three, I had to do that because don't you let them do this. Don't you let them do this. It is comparing you to their ex in a negative light. And what I mean by that is the ex is winning. They compare y'all and the ex won. So it's like if you cook dinner or you don't cook dinner and they're like, man, Jasmine made dinner for me or Rebecca, a woman named Rebecca. These names mean nothing, guys. Rebecca used to cook for me every Wednesday and you don't cook at all. And it's like, okay, like I fucking work two jobs, but that's fine. Rebecca did
shit, but it doesn't matter. The matters is that he's comparing you to someone and you're not even winning in this situation. So he's already painting you as the loser in a negative light, making you feel bad for something that you have no control over. So that is red flag number three. And those are three really important signs that who you're dating has not gotten over the last person they dated. If you enjoyed this video, make sure that you share, like, subscribe, and comment. Comment below. Let me know any red flags that I missed, and I will see you next time. Stay creative.
Okay. That was the clip about three signs you still love your ex. Okay, if somebody you're dating is always talking about their ex with you, they probably still want to be with their ex or miss their ex or just still attached emotionally to their ex. And that's a lot of that going on because I know whole relationships and they still talk about their ex like in the present tense. Like they talk to them all the time or they text. They go have a drink with them, but they're in a whole relationship. I don't understand how that works because if I move on, I move on. I don't want to backtrack to nothing that I used to have. Unless they like changed into a totally different person than when I dated you. But another sign, a red flag, is when you're dating someone new and they talk about their ex's cooking. Or my ex used to cook this, or my ex used to do this, you start saying, well, go back to your ex, because what am I here for? Because you keep talking about your ex. So that's another red flag. If somebody keeps talking about somebody they used to date with you, and they're in a whole relationship with you, that's kind of uncomfortable, and nobody wants to sit around and talk about their ex with their new person. Hortense, do you have something to say?
What if it's an instructional guide on how to treat you? Like, well, go talk to her because she knows about me because you're getting to learn about me.
Find something to do because if anyone ever told me to go talk to their ex, that person is an ex for a reason. Why would I want to talk to your ex to find out what to do with you? At that point, that's when I leave you and leave. Don't even bother talking to your ex because something ain't right.
You never had an ex and you found out that you guys are better off friends than together?
Yeah. But I'm not gonna send my new mate to go, hey, go talk to my ex because I'll tell you what you need to do and what you need this and that. No man is great.
Don't say it like
no
in that
woman.
Tone. You got to be smooth.
No, no woman. Or no man is going to send their new mate to talk to their ex about how to treat them in a relationship. That's just stupid. And if anybody goes for that, you're a fucking idiot. Because why would you even, oh, I'm about to call your ex and see what I should do for you for Valentine's Day. And it's Valentine's, not Valentine's.
Yeah, Valentine's. Let me talk about meatloaf recipe.
Anything, how to cook this, how to do this. Go back to your ex then.
Better off friends than lovers, though. You ever seen that movie Brown Sugar?
Yeah.
Remember when they was at the engagement party?
They ended up with each other in the end.
Because they was in love with each other.
Right.
But and you remember when they was at the bridal shower, whatever it's called? Is it called a bridal shower?
Yeah.
And she knew more about him than he was dating.
Yeah.
But I have seen... I don't know if I've experienced. I have seen where your girlfriend and your female best friend are real, real close, and she helps them with their relationship. I've seen that happen before. You never seen that before?
I've seen it happen.
And nobody was no hanky panky. Can we say hanky panky?
Nobody was fucking on the side.
Ooh-wee.
Or sleeping around behind nobody's back or sneaking around.
Censor. She's cussing.
So let's just keep it all the way 100. None of that was going on.
Yeah, so it's possible.
It is possible.
Rare.
Yeah, very rare.
It's rare.
Because it's a lot. It's too much. A lot of, how do you say it? Hating going on. Like an ex move on and they get somebody else.
Yeah, but let's talk about the positive.
Well, we're going to talk about the positive. It can happen. I'm not saying it can never happen, but it can happen. I am actually friends with my ex. We don't go hang out or have drinks or nothing, but we can have a conversation and talk about stuff without biting each other's heads off. But
yeah,
usually talking about the kids. Also, I mean, sometimes I can call and cuss him out and go off and won't give him a moment to say anything because I'm hanging up. I don't want to hear nothing you got
to
say.
Well, how we go from positive to cussing somebody
that
out?
That's just how our relationship
is. Oh, wow.
But I know I'll give it a couple of days and I'll call and it's like we never had an argument. We'll start talking.
Because he know you like, she's just being herself. And that's exactly what I mean. I can say personally, I have female friends that end up being better friends than girlfriends. And they've been married in relationships and stuff like that. And I know they husbands and all that stuff or whatever. Because I don't want you because you're an ex for a reason, but you're a good friend. And I'm going to give you, I can remember my sister. I got many, so y'all pick out which one I'm talking about. I have nine, so. And she, how did it work? She was with her, I ain't going to say children's father or nothing like that. She was with her mate, right? And she's notorious for jumping from one relationship to another without the other one knowing. So she would be with somebody for a long, long time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then she would dump them, and next thing you know, she's in another full-blown relationship. Like, we talking about serious, like, about to get married type stuff, right? Well, over the years, the first dude and the dude that she married end up becoming friends over the years, right? Mm-hmm. And he used to tell him all the time, be careful with her, because she's going to do you like she did me.
He was warning.
He was warning
you. What's going to happen?
Right. So
you got this amount of time to be with her, and then she's done. She's moved on. She's already in another. What?
That's and that happened.
That's crazy.
So sometimes it's good. It can work, though. It's rare, but it could work.
Don't sit behind talking about me. That's what I don't want my exes being cool and exing around talking. No, I don't like all that.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Don't keep my name
out your
mouth.
But who else knows you better than your ex?
They better shut the hell up. Don't talk about nothing about me. Like, I wouldn't have my exes come to the person I'm dating now, and we all chilling or out somewhere, and they start, you say something about Katrice mad, or this is that, or mad about this or mad about that.
Does she look at you like she want to stab you in your throat?
They be like, hell yeah.
I know that shit. I know that look. See what I'm saying?
That's not good. You got to learn for yourself when you start dating somebody else. You don't want to go to the ex. Now, what does this mean when she do this? Or what? You know, don't nobody want to do that. That's, mm-hmm. You doing too much.
I tell you, my little sister down in the A, all her ex-boyfriends hang out together. She would have a birthday party, and it'd be like five of her ex-dudes there, and they all know each other, all cool with each other.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about
that. And they'd be joking about that, stuff like that. Then her current dude, and she always introduced her current dude to all her ex-dudes that she's cool with. What do you think about that?
Well, maybe that works for her. Every situation with exes and family and all that works different for everybody. Everybody has their own different way of dealing with an ex. Some of it is good, some of it works, some of it is horrible, some of it is some people can't even be in the same room with an ex, let alone going to a family get together and seeing an ex because they at each other's throats. So that's not going to work. So everybody's story is different, so you can't go by that.
What do you feel about if your ex marries a family member of your ex? So say for you was married to somebody. I'm not good with hypotheticals, but a hypothetical, even a dating situation, and they dated or married, they broke up, but then he or she ends up marrying your cousin.
I don't know about, I don't want, no, that's not right.
Not right on who?
Why would you want somebody that your family member has been with?
Because they end up getting, they end up working, hooking it up better. So later on down the line, now you at the family cookout on 4th of July, and here comes your sister and your ex-boyfriend is now her husband.
No. I don't see.
So would you not come to your family functions because now you're the ex still hanging around? The tables are turned.
No.
I can't come no more, y'all.
I can't see that. I can't see, like, oh, they and my ex's cousin, and now I'm going to come to the family get together. Hey, how y'all doing? It's just weird. I don't know how people do that. I mean, you hear about it all the time. Like, I know a lady's husband died, and she married the brother.
I've seen that.
Like, what? Really? So all this time while her husband was alive, her brother, his brother was probably checking her.
Your president's son did that.
Oh.
Who's your president?
Biden?
Yeah. His son. His son married his brother's wife after he died.
What? That is so... How does that work? How do you even start...
Keep it in the family.
...a whole conversation or even starting to date somebody? How do you even do that?
It's possible. Look, you can't... See, you can't control love. Love is love.
Love is love. And I don't know. That I just be thinking in my head, like, that's not going to work. That's just...
But if they're happy, why not let them be happy? So that means you got to stop coming to the 4th of July cookout. And you're not coming to the birthday party.
Not coming to nothing. That'll
oh, wow. So you would disown your family? So if your family was cool with it, everybody's on my aunties, cousins, brothers, and tell you, get out your feelings. You be mad at your whole family?
No, I just be like, I'm not coming to that foolishness. That's a hot mess. That's like some jerky. Bring your stuff. So I'm gonna play another clip for us to hear. And it's this clip is like 5 minutes 27 seconds long. It is why you should or shouldn't stay friends with your ex, the do's and the don'ts of not staying friends with your ex.
Hold on, not to control your show. What's the last 2 points of how you know if you're still in love with your ex? On your last clip, you wrote them down.
Oh, the last clip. Still have feelings, red flags, if they have always talking about their ex with you, like having a conversation and like, oh, so she used to do this and she used. Don't nobody want to hear that. Don't nobody want to hear what you used to do with somebody else, especially if you're not doing it with your new mate because. You're trying to take a different path with this person and don't do what you did with your past relationship. And then you talk about something that y'all used to do. And then your new mate is like, what the hell? You don't do that shit with me. Why are we having this conversation? That can start a whole different thing too. So you have to be careful what conversations you have with and your new mate talking about your ex. Because you might slip up and tell some stuff. Yeah, I took so-and-so to Jamaica, and we did this. And you've been with this person for like 2 years, and she's like, you ain't took me nowhere. You can start a whole new, and I'm taking a different approach. I'm not trying to do this. I ain't spending that type of money. That's where you're going to fuck up. That's going to be the big fuck up, because you're talking about what you used to do and what you're not doing now is going to mess up. So you got to be careful how you speak. Your ex to your new mate, because that's gonna be a problem. And I see that a lot when people talk about what they used to do with their ex, and I'm just sitting there like, you don't do with this one, so what's going on? So yes, Cortez, you have a question.
It's talking about sex taboo too, to talk about your ex. So the reason why I'm asking is, give you an example. I remember I had a girlfriend and we was talking.
Right.
And we're talking about places you would like to have sex at, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want to have sex in the movie theater. She go, oh, I did that for my so.
See,
so I, at that point, I'm like, I'm not interested in having sex with you in the movie theater now. And my dumb ass asked, what movie was it? It was Dirty Dancing. I hate that movie.
See, you can't talk about, I feel like talking about your past relationship with your new mate, that's kind of off limits. Especially if somebody married before and they talk about stuff that their ex-wife or ex-husband used to do that they never gonna do again with the next mate that they with. It's like, okay, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to. It's a damper on a whole relationship. You be ready to be like, okay, so thanks for telling me up front that I'm wasting my time with you. Let me bounce.
So you should be careful with giving information like that. Oh, we can't have sex in the elevator because I did that already with my ex. You shouldn't do that?
No, you should just do it. Or if you're going to do it again, just do it. Don't be like, she was hurt this way. And that's
But what if you go, babe, to keep you from getting a cramp, I want to, you
no,
know, that's from a,
you don't
no,
do that.
You can't do that.
Because everybody is not on the same page. They'd be like, oh, you want me to do it like this? Or they'd be like, you did this same thing with somebody else. I said, you just doing it over, do over with me. No, you can't do that.
Well, I just want to make sure you had a good time in Vegas.
Oh, my God. See, this becomes a problem. This is a problem because you can't do that. There's some things you don't need to speak about.
It's a no for you?
It's a no for me. Don't do it. You should not do it.
So what if a female, but she was a female, she offered the information. Should females do that to the dude?
Females
like, no, we can't do that. I don't like doing it in the car.
Guys be sitting there and you done told, still your guts all out and said, oh, me and my ex, we did this and we didn't name it.
She a hoe, right?
What the fuck? Oh, I'm not doing this with her. Or they're like, dang, she was doing
that. I had a girlfriend one time tell me she's had a threesome before. But she used to be a stripper,
that's
though.
That's another show topic. We're
okay,
not going to even great get into
okay.
that.
All right,
no.
Just saying.
It's another. We're not talking about threesomes today.
Okay, because she introduced me to the two dudes she had a threesome with. So not coming to the family cookout, too?
No, we're okay. not doing that.
Not today, I'm sorry. Cortez is gone. I'm out.
This is something to talk about on Yaiza Raw TV show. That's for that. But we're not talking about threesomes. We're talking about dealing with your ex's family. You got all the way off subject on something totally off the grid. Something we're not even talking about. That was not the topic. So dealing with your ex's family. That's what we're talking about. And I feel like that one of the red flags is talking to your mate about your ex, what they used to do or what you used to do with them. That's too much information. Now, it's one thing if your new mate is like, what you used to do with your ex? And you just start talking, they ask for that. But if you just giving information without somebody asking for the information, that's doing too much. That's you're taking it too far, and nobody wants to do that. So I don't want to know about how you used to have sex with your ex. I don't want to know the places y'all went with your ex because you ain't took me nowhere. I don't want to know that. And another thing is I don't want to know she went out of town with my parents and she did this. Nobody want to know that information because then they going to feel like, okay, well, why your parents ain't never asked me to do that? Why your parents? Because sometimes, I'm going to say this, with ex's family, sometimes the family still love the ex more than they love the new mate. What you think about that? That's a whole situation. And you see that a lot because they show favoritism when the ex is around and then you're sitting there and you're sitting over in the corner like, all over the ex. Hey, we miss you. And where you been? What you doing? See, that's a whole nother problem. So then you have your new sitting over in the corner looking at you like, wait till we get home tonight. I'm going to cuss this motherfucker out. Or the man is sitting there like, this bitch got me fucked up. I'm about to leave. I'm about to go. It turns into a whole situation. So you got to be careful how you're dealing with your ex and your family. And sometimes some family be trying to be funny. They do try to be funny and will invite your ex, and you don't even know your ex is coming. And you walk in and there's your ex sitting at the table kikiing up with your family, and you done walked in the door and you looking like, what's he doing here? Or what's she doing here? Why is she here? And then you go ask your mother, your auntie, or somebody, who invited her or who invited him? Oh, he just came to get a plate, or she just came to get a plate. She about to leave. She didn't got her shoes off. She's sitting at the table laughing, talking. They playing spades, drinking, all that. How would you, that's, and then your ex is standing there like, first thing your ex is, your new mate is going to say, you still messing with her, or he still messing with around something's going to happen, and it's going to be a whole situation. So that, you got to tell your family too, don't invite my ex to no family get-togethers, because you're going to start a whole situation after the cookout. When we go back home, I got to hear this person's mouth. You got to hear that man's mouth. You got to hear that woman's mouth. So you got to be careful with that. Some family be trying to be funny. Real talk. I'm not playing. They do be trying to be funny and invite your ex, and you looking like you did that on purpose. Don't make nobody mad in your family, because they'll do it on purpose. Like, I'm about to go call so-and-so and have them come over here. Or if they don't like your new mate, yeah, they will invite your ex over. So I'm going to play another clip about dealing with your family's ex. Let's see. Okay. And so let me see what this clip is. Oh, what we was just talking about. Hold on. Wait a minute. Make sure I'm the right one pulled up so we can listen to it. Okay, it's why you should or should not stay friends with your ex. So I'm about to play this clip, and then we're going to talk about that.
Hold on. Hey guys, Jake. And his politeness goes out the door, and it's more likely to be reckless with how you treat each other because.
Gwyneth Paltrow recently said that her ex, Chris Martin, is now like her brother. Jennifer Meyer and Tobey Maguire are closer than ever since their split last year. She says, he's my best friend. He's the greatest ex-husband a girl could ever have. Is it weird to be so close to your ex?
Brother? If you've ever been in my pants, you are not my brother. That's great. That I can. That's creepy and that's weird. Brother of mine, and I'm from Texas, okay? But I have to say that I am a product of divorce. I know how negatively it can affect children. And so I've never been with somebody that I really needed to be friends with afterwards. So for me, when I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not. Like my second fiance, after we broke up, maintained a really strong friendship. He has a daughter. She's not my daughter, but we're so close. We just all went out to dinner the other night to celebrate her first birthday. There was a boyfriend in between that asked me to stop him, and it was miserable. I tried it. Like, I tried not being friends with somebody that I had, like, organically, the love had become this incredible friendship. We had been through so much that we didn't want to throw away what was working and what was so beautiful. So we're still close, and now we've decided he wants to come into our life, has to accept all of us, including the past, but with respect. I do believe you have to do everything with respect, and it has to be an open communication. Yes, we are best of friends.
I don't agree at all. And look, I get it. You're the best friends. You're such great friends. He's such a great guy. Then why is it?
Because we didn't have the sexual energy. That went away, and I wanted to have that in my marriage. I would like to have a marriage that is both fruitful sexually as well as friendship-wise, and we lost that. So that's why we're still friends.
Well, I think if children are involved, yes, you should be a grown-up. You should be able to co-parent and be friendly with one another. But if there are no children involved, when we break up, I break up with you, your mama, the family union. I'm not coming. Ain't no Christmas gift happening. It is over. I don't ever want to see her.
I'm through
ever.
With you, your mama.
I'm through with everybody.
Your sister.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you. You're stronger than me. But there is one ex, and we have business together. We don't have a baby, but that's kind of like a baby.
Yeah.
We're developing something together. And I would love for whoever I'm dating to accept our friendship. However, we don't see each other. We don't hang out. He's in another country, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. So
where he belongs.
You know? But we only talk a few times a year. I will have a meeting, but there are no I think it's okay to remain friends. If you're dating someone else and you have this friend that's an ex, I think as long as there's no secret hangouts, no, you know, nighttime rendezvous, no, you know what I mean? I think it's okay as long as you can show your new partner all the texts and there's nothing inappropriate, no pictures sent, no flirting, no
relationship.
Then I think it's okay.
Going through text messages.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if they should ever feel the need to say, well, what is that relationship really like? Here, read it all. But friends turn into relationships.
Yeah.
And I think you are playing with fire when you're welcoming your ex and you
be done the relationship and it didn't work, so you're not really playing.
I can't.
I'm not attracted.
I get in none of this conversation. None of my exes. No.
I agree. I agree.
Now we break up. We sue.
It's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel insecure about it. I don't want to think about it. I don't even want it to be a thing that needs any attention. You know, like we need attention for each other. A relationship takes so much work in general. And so for me personally, I'm just like any outside distractions that don't need to be there, unless there is kids involved, then I don't need it. I don't want it.
I have a question though. Okay, so if your ex had a really close friend that was his ex, and it was really important to him to maintain the friendship, how would you respond to that?
I think I'd be the girl that was like, I can't deal with it. You know,
would you be able to do any exception? Like, would you find like a happy medium? Or
I think it would have to be
mine. Can hang out together.
Yeah.
Can I be there? Let me see the energy, what's going on.
No.
I think it's harder for men though. You my girl, and you stuck with this dude over here, and he keeps showing up. I already know what dude wants.
Right.
Because he wanted it before. So now why all of a sudden he going to stop wanting it? Because hell, I want it. So now, who's this dude over here? We're not finna sit up.
I agree with that though. Men are different.
Yeah, men are a little bit.
And that's a good thing. I think that's okay.
If a man has ever dated you, then he will always want you in that way.
Yeah.
Men are always friends with women that they've been with a motivation.
Well, let me say this. Hmm. When does the attraction for a woman that you've been attracted to, when does that stop? And the only time for me is like after you've made an attempt on my life, then it's over.
That's healthy. That's a good period.
Yeah. Yeah. See, if you like that video, there's more where that came from. Don't forget to subscribe and scroll down and hit that little bell while you're at it, too.
Hey, guys, Jake Cadet here, and welcome back to CO3 Studio.
That was a clip we watched from the Steve Harvey Show about why you should and shouldn't stay friends with your ex. That is the topic today, dealing with your ex's family and staying friends with them. Once it's over, unless it's kids involved. If there are no children involved, cut it off. You're not friends with the mama, the sister, the brother, the cousin. Now, wait, I can't say that. I can't say that because I'm friends with my ex's cousin. Like, we hang out. We do everything together. But she don't really be around them like that. So, anyway, that I don't think that really matters. But after a breakup and no kids are involved, I think you should go on and let that go. Because if you keep lingering around and you know that person doesn't want to be with you or they're dating someone else and they want to keep you around, that's not good for your mental. So that you should just move on. Get some therapy. Get some help if you can't. Because that's like, that'll mess you up. Because you see your ex doing all this stuff for this new person. And you're like, well, you didn't do that with me. Well, we can still. They want to make you the side chick or the side dude. And they in another relationship. Now, that's going too far. Don't ever do that. That's like, who does stuff like that? That's like degrading yourself. lowering your standards. Okay, I once was the main chick or the main dude, but now your ex is in a relationship with somebody else, but they still want to mess around with you on the side. That's like a downgrade whatsoever because you was the main person. I don't even understand why people even do stuff like that. That is so stupid. I've never in my life understand why people settle for stuff like that. Now, I do know a couple of people that have done that and it works for them, but me, I'm not about to be nobody's sag, nothing. I'm the one and only. If I can't be the one and only, I don't want to be nothing with you. So move along, go on about your business, because, Cortez has something to say, and I know it's going to be the exact opposite of what I'm saying, but go ahead and speak.
No, real talk. I just had a conversation with somebody 2 days ago, and she used to date this guy. They were dating, she found out he was married, right? Mm-hmm. She broke up with him, but they stayed cool. She went on, got into another relationship or whatever. Then like 2 years after they broke up and she had a boyfriend, they reconnected and she's been his side piece. But like she's been cheating on her boyfriend. He's been cheating on his wife with her, right? She got rid of the boyfriend and the other guy's talking to her and she said that she don't have a problem fucking. I was asking her, I said, how did you feel if you his wife or whatever, she said, I would like to meet the wife and we could be cool and be friends. Just let her know I have no problem fucking your husband anytime he wants to fuck.
That is so wrong.
So some people out there, some people want to be the side piece for their ex. That's crazy.
And
I agree.
Karma's a bitch. So when you do stuff like that.
I met Carmen. Carmen was a bitch.
Karma.
Oh, I thought you said Carmen.
Really?
Carmen.
That's sneaky shit. That's why you can't trust bitches out here. Stuff like that. That's why you can't have conversations about your mate with so-called friends or a group of women or say something like, oh, he did this or he's this, because they start creeping.
But it goes both
ways. The same with men, too.
It's the same way because I also know somebody else where he's married, she's married, and they stay friends, and they went to each other's weddings, right?
That's sick.
But him and her hook up once a year to fuck.
That's sick. That's just what's the
but
point?
But it happens.
What's the
it,
point?
That's I asked.
Stupidity and
some
ignorance.
People have that bond where we can't be together full time, but we can be together part time to be friends, and our mates know of each other. I'm unorthodox, but you'll be amazed what works for people. And these people have been married 18 years, both of them.
That's stupid.
But it works for them. What do you think about that?
Stupid. That's why so many people's trust is messed up when they get in relationships, because they stuff like that.
I know what I've learned when I was married, that married people, they look at it like it's virtually impossible. Okay. Ooh, Cortez is on a roll. These are Cortez's thoughts, not. What's your radio name? I'm about to call you Poo Poo. No, what's your radio name? Marie underscore K.
Hey, Marie.
Yeah, K Marie.
Oh, Lord.
I've talked to married men and women, and they say that they keep that ex in the side pocket a majority of their marriage, and it don't affect their marriage. It actually helps their marriage. I've heard this from married
people.
But
does the spouse know?
Yeah, because they got one in their pocket, too.
That's stupid.
Just don't
that's
talk about
much.
It.
That's too much.
When
that's
I was married.
That's messy.
No, it's not.
That's
I'm telling you, it's just a different way of living. Because there ain't nobody house being disrupted. Ain't nobody knocking on the door talking about, I want you. They live their cordial lives or whatever, and from time to time they dip off with their ex.
Nah, it's a no for me. I just don't. The sharing shit, that's just. Too much. That's too much. It becomes too much. And it's because eventually it's going to be the man is going to find somebody else, even though...
No, he ain't. That, they ain't leaving their wives.
You cannot tell me...
I know people that do that.
Okay, they telling you...
And women.
It works for them. The woman's telling you it works for her. They got somebody else. They,
yes, they do have
some... screwing.
No, they have, like, they one main person.
Bye. I ain't no way in the world you about to tell me that works for somebody. And
it works
screwing.
For...
Somebody else is not having sex with somebody else.
Yes. I can tell you that.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't work. That's stupid. I don't understand how people even do stuff like that. That's just, I don't know. I guess it's all about how you raised and what you see in life. And it doesn't work for me. I would never accept it. So it may work for some people. More power to you. Oh, well.
I forgot what I was doing.
I can't say God bless y'all because I ain't going to have God bless no mess like that. So. I'm saying bless that. That's the whole mess. That's a whole nother show. And I'm losing my
it
voice.
It is. You need to write that down.
That's a whole nother show where you're married or in a relationship and you still messing around with your ex or y'all still hooking up every 6 months or once a year, twice a year, having a date night or something. That's way too much. That's like, who does that?
Okay, I got a question about dealing with the ex's family. I've seen a situation once where there was a death in the family, right? And so my buddy's ex-wife's family was like, oh, you were so cool with such, such. You got to come to the funeral. You got to come around. And she was remarried, right? But this whole family loves the ex-husband, like love, love, love the ex-husband. And the whole time, the new husband was, like, in his feelings. And everybody in the field was like, man, sit your ass down. He ain't a threat. You got her. Sit your ass down some goddamn where. It ain't about you, Nick.
That's funny. Because I dated somebody a year ago who said that my son's father's are too involved in my life, and they don't accept that.
Say that again?
I dated someone who said that my son's fathers are too involved in my life because they're doing stuff.
Okay.
For their kids, not for me.
Right.
But they called me like, hey, you picking the kid up or you want me to pick him up? What time the game? Stuff like that. Or are we texting or something? And they didn't like it. It's like, I don't like that. That's
your... Oh, he a clown. That's a whole nother show. Yeah,
yeah,
he a clown.
They too involved. I wouldn't accept none of that and none of that. I mean...
Who says that somebody's too involved in their own child's life? Yeah, he... See, what he was doing, he was simping and was trying to prove to you that he can be all this and all that, but how you do that, yeah, this is a show. You might want to write this down. Because the whole thing is, if you date a woman who has children, especially if you got children and the fathers are involved, bro, you just fall in line. You will never be on the level of the daddy or the
exactly.
The caregivers. Just fall in line, bro, and just be daddy number three, daddy number four with them. You know what I'm saying? That'd be different if she's sleeping all three. I mean, that's something different. But if you got the woman and you play the role of the kid, yeah, you need to write. That's a whole nother show. Yeah, you need to write that one
right.
down. But, yeah,
so,
he was simping.
Yeah. And I'm like, my kids are grown. We cool. Ain't no, now this is going on. This, you know, I was like, yeah, this ain't going to work, bro. You got to go. So,
yeah, he's insecure.
Yeah, that was a whole situation. But, you know, it does happen. It is people who think like that because you're still friends with your ex or something like that. Now, if you see your ex and y'all haven't seen each other in a long time and you see your ex, like, ah! They hug or whatever, you got having a whole conversation with your mate standing there, and not once have you turned to your mate and introduced to your new person. That's too much.
Okay, I got a question. Now, say for if you was in a situation where you have a kid, you got a new mate, you at the family event, and the kid's father's there, but this new mate calls themselves disciplined. The child and the other parents there, and the other parent like, You ain't about to do that while I'm here.
Right. Sit your ass down.
Right. Like, okay, you ain't got too comfortable with your position.
Right. Yeah. No. I wouldn't go for that.
No?
Uh-uh. No.
I'm going to tell you something. I used to tell my my ex's people, don't call me giving me reports about her. Some family members, like you said, dealing with your ex's mate family, sometimes when you're cool with your ex's family, they want to feel like it's their duty to give you a play-by-play of what your ex is doing. And I used to tell people all the time, don't call me and tell me nothing that what she's doing. She's not my – we're not together no more.
Right. Yeah.
So I had to stop my friendship with family members because they used to always want to give me a play-by-play of what my ex is doing.
Your family.
No, her family.
Her family's telling you.
Right.
Nah, that's doing too much. That means they. Nah, that's overstepping right there.
That's why you mess around with her cousin.
No, you don't. You're wrong. Okay, we only got a little bit more time left for the show. I didn't have anybody call in. I had a couple of people that wanted to call in, but because my show started late today, day, trying to get my throat together. I'm losing my voice. Okay. And so I had to start late. But we could have a part two to this. And then I have a couple of people who wanted to talk about this situation with dealing with your ex's family. And maybe we can have them on here and we can talk about this topic again. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and in the show. Let me do the announcements one more time. Also, I got to pull it up. A comedy show Friday with T.P. Hearn. Let me see if I can find it. The flyer.
He's going to be on after you.
Yeah, Tana B is on after me tonight at
7, but T.P. Hearn's going to be on at 7:30.
And T.P. Hearn is going to be on the show talking with Pastor Tana. Tana B at 7 to 9 tonight. So if y'all want to tune in tonight so y'all could talk to Tana and see what's going on with the comedy show that's this Friday on the 11th. As soon as I get the flyer pulled up, I can tell y'all about it. 1 second, please. I only got a few time. Okay. So we got the comedy show Friday, February 11th, hosted by Robert Sweaty Hands Day and featuring Louisville Meech Dog, Little Stephanie, and Indiana's own Denise the Comedian with the original DJ Flip, the ballroom at 7055 East 16th Street, Indianapolis, Indiana 46218. This is sponsored by Geyser TV and Radio. So come out. Get your tickets. You can get your tickets at SimplySerenityEmpire.com. $20 general admission tickets, $30 table seats, $40 VIP. You can call I Am Your Uncle at 317-649-6673. Or call I Am at 317-991-2729. So that's the comedy show for this Friday with T.P. Hearns is the headliner for the comedy show. And it's hosted by Sweaty Hands and some other comedians. And it's brought to you by YizerTV.com presents and Simply Serenity. So y'all come out. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show is at 8 p.m. And have a good time and laugh on a Friday night. So if you don't have nothing to do on Friday, come out to that.
It's about time, so it's laugh and love.
So if
it's laugh and love.
Bring your man or your woman out.
And
if
your ex.
You got one. If you can get your ex to come out, maybe y'all can come out and y'all get back together or something. I don't know. But that's how it's going to happen. So that should be fun. I'm going to be there. Kay Marie will be there representing Yizer.
So y'all come out, have a good time.
No date, but I'll be there.
Anyway, so thank y'all for listening to Culture Talk Radio Show with Kay Marie. I will see y'all, let me see, what's today? Tuesday. I will see you Friday morning, 10 a.m. Don't know exactly what the topic is going to be, but it's going to be a good topic. I always got some good stuff I want to talk about. And so this was episode 3, dealing with your ex's family. I appreciate everybody that tuned in and listened to the show today. Excuse my voice. I sound like a dude. My voice is so deep. And I appreciate y'all. And y'all have a good day.
It's not that I